T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We will spend a little bit of time on the college football Saturday coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. And another huge job opening as LSU moves on from Brian Kelly over the weekend. Now Florida, LSU, Penn State, all open in the same offseason. It's crazy because it was a couple offseasons ago where that was kind of the case. Some of the biggest jobs in college football are open at the same time.
Right.
And that carousel, people were leaving to take that job, so this guy would go get this job. I don't know if that's what's going to happen this offseason, but that's three really big jobs. We'll get to an AMA and Falcons phone calls at 1:40 as well. Phone lines back open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
I know, but going back to what you just said real quick, there's going to be a lot of pay raises.
Yep.
This offseason, too. We saw Cignetti already get his. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. We talked about Britt Key. Like, it's going to be a couple other coaches. Now, I'm not talking about lower-tier coaches that, you know, you can give them $4 million more and make their salary seven. But, you know, if they want them, they will come take them. But, I mean, there's some interesting – the one that interests me that I keep hearing people talk about is the Virginia Tech. And I'm like, Virginia Tech? But I was like, oh, yeah, they did get that big-ass endowment.
Yeah, they put a huge amount of money towards the athletic department, football specifically.
And so it's a fun place to play.
It'd be so annoying if you're the guy that just got fired. And it's like, well, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Why didn't we do this a couple years ago? Yeah. Maybe we didn't have to fire me.
You know, man.
You just had all that money sitting around.
I just wanted to wait. Okay. I just wanted to see if I could deal with the pennies.
Same thing with Sam Pittman. It was like, what? I mean, you knew that you weren't funding it correctly, and now you want to admit it? All right. Man. Sounds good.
Yeah, we didn't give him the proper shot to compete, so we just got to fire him. Because we felt bad that we didn't give him the proper resources.
Right, we didn't do right by him, so now let's fire him.
So let's fire him, get him out of here so he doesn't have to suffer through this anymore.
We like him too much.
Yeah, we don't want – we want – man, whatever,
man. Yeah, man, I don't know.
Man, what – but anyways, it's, like I said, it's going to be a lot of coaching jobs. Pretty sure that Lane Kiffin's at the top of everybody's list. But there's a couple other good ones, I think. Mm-hmm. A couple other good coaches that that – you know, it's always – whenever you are one of these big programs, is first-year guys.
Yeah.
The hot coordinator guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of, you know, kind of worry about it.
Well, because we talked about how it'd probably be a good idea for Georgia Tech to give Brent Key a pay raise right now before all these other schools start calling him.
Right.
Buster Faulkner might be a good idea to up his pay a little bit, too.
Yes.
Because I know they did that in the offseason. And look, he's the offensive coordinator. I would assume he has ambitions of being a head coach.
Yes.
Most do.
Yes.
This season's going pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good for the old resume.
Yes.
To have a guy probably going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. I wouldn't be surprised if Buster Faulkner gets – I don't think he's going to get a an LSU, a Florida, a Penn State, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a job this offseason too.
They're offered one.
Yeah, or offered one.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
What a hell of a story, man.
Man, hell yeah. You know how bad Kirby wanted to keep him?
Sure.
Yeah, they wanted to keep Buster at that Georgia, but I mean, he's one of those dudes. He's first of all brilliant. He's a brilliant football coach. Young, innovative, has that innovative mind that what college football is going to. And he has a freaking stud to run it.
Yep.
It's a freaking a grown-ass man back there running that system. It was funny because I was listening to Coach Neuheisel this morning, and they were talking about all the quarterbacks that left A&M, and you got him. You got Wagmer.
Wagman
down at Houston is doing really well. Yeah,
they beat Arizona State.
Yeah, I was like, there was another one. It'll come to me, but – I was like, damn.
Calzada?
Was it Calzada? No, it wasn't. No. And they were speaking of young men that's there now.
Yeah.
How all Russell those Reed. Quarterbacks kind of eliminated all of them. Like, Haynes King here is because of Wagman. Wagman is there because of him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And Marcel Reed got got Kelly eliminated on Saturday by putting 50 on him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the big story of the day. We'll talk some college coming up.
I love
in the next
your family. Damn.
Just be yourself, man.
Be yourself, dog.
Just be yourself. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint
pain. They went out and smashed us today, they had a beat on what we were doing defensively. They had a beat on what we were doing special teams. They did a nice job today, and we did not do a well job today.
Yeah, you got out coached.
Yeah, you got out coached.
You got out coached, out played, out GM'd.
Executed.
You got everything. You got outed everything.
Yep.
Yeah, and when that happens, you lose games like
that. For the third time this year.
Yes, yes. Because
I think they just lost the Tampa game. That was a good game, and your kicker missed a kick at the end.
Yeah.
You got out everything by Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you lose that game. Same thing yesterday, which is double embarrassing because the Carolina game already happened.
Yes.
You shouldn't – that can't happen twice in a year. And then Kyle Shanahan and Saleh just –
They were a step
emasculated
ahead.
Them
they were a step
on
a,
Sunday Night
they
Football.
They were a step ahead. Yeah. Just like yesterday, the Dolphins were a step ahead. They were able to possess the ball – and I know they're talking about, they ran only so many plays and everything. And, yeah, the defense got to get off the damn field. Yes, there's no question about that. They had a 13-play drive where they ran it with 11 of the plays or whatever like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's going to grind the clock. But when you have those offensive things, because the one thing about it is when you're not a spectacular offense or you don't have the spectacular quarterback, sitting on the sideline kills you. Whenever I'll have the offense like the Falcons, the rhythm is the most important thing because you need the plays because you need to do what you need to do best to establish your rhythm, running the football.
Yep.
Well, when you're getting behind, you don't have a lot of time to run the football. You got to get chunk plays. You got to get down the field quicker because you need more possessions. That's why you go away from the run game.
What were you – because, I mean, again, it's not that long ago that they came out against Buffalo and had a really impressive performance, ran the ball, scored – played good defense, got off the field. Like, the identity was there.
Mm-hmm.
That was harassing the quarterback and running the football. That's what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened the last two weeks that has completely erased that performance?
They won early downs. They won early downs. And, they were able to win early downs. They were able to sustain drives that allowed them to get in their offensive rhythm, keep possession of the football. But I think more than anything, it's like when if the Falcons can't run, they can't win. Let me stop saying that. If they can't run it enough, like if Bijan,
they can't win if they can't run.
Bijan's got to be, and I always talk about they wearing him down all that crap. He's a running back. Yeah. He's a running back and a top 10 pick. Give him the damn ball. All right, we ain't got time to worry. I ain't got time to worry about the next contract. I don't want to put too many carries on him because you know what? Go get another one.
Yeah.
Go get another one. I hate to say it. I hate how the position of the running back has been whatever. But he's too damn good for him not to touch the ball. Now, you didn't have enough plays maybe to get him the ball. Throw it to him. Do something. Do something to get him the football. But yet you're in a position to maybe try to get some momentum and all those different things. You're in the red zone. And he fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
All right? He fumbles the ball. Nobody touches him or anything. His knee just bounces off the football. So that's – stuff like that happens when you're in a game like that.
Exactly.
Your best players, stuff like that happens to them.
No, it's stuff like that happens to the Falcons. Like, that we've seen that. We've seen yesterday so many times.
That's true.
And you could tell it was going that way early. That was probably the, I don't know. I don't know what the moment. Well, there's always a moment where I'm
it's
like,
the challenge.
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say. There's always a moment in the game where something happens and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Mm-hmm. And it was the challenge.
Yeah.
When Raheem decided to throw the flag, everyone could see that clearly Ollie Gordon got the first down.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things where
like,
you're
like, what are we doing?
It goes back to hoping.
Yeah,
it goes
desperate.
Back when you're having to go for it fourth down on
right.
your side of the ball yeah, that early
right.
in the game.
It's desperate.
It's desperate. And desperate teams don't win,
yeah.
especially when you're in games like that, when you're trying, instead of being in a rhythmic spot where, okay, if it was any other time of the game when we weren't like this, we would have punted the ball in that situation. But damn it, we can't do that. We got to keep possession because we're not possessing the ball enough, so we'll have to risk giving them the ball on our side of the damn 50. And that happens too many damn times here. It happens too many damn times. When most of their losses happen, where you get to a point where you get out of the comfort of just play calling, you know. And sometimes when you're a young coordinator, you're trying to figure out your damn self. You're Zach Robinson. Okay, I got to figure out some ways to get chunk plays. They've absolutely taken away what we do best and what I want to call. They've taken away the run completely, or they've taken us out of position for us to run the ball. We got to throw it. All right, I got a backup quarterback in here.
And my number one wide receiver.
And my number one
out.
Wide receiver is out. I got to figure out something to dial up. Could be successful. And it just didn't work. And it's just not working.
It certainly did not.
Because he's a fine coordinator when they're winning. It's fine, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. But when they lose, it's always, oh, nigga, Zach got to figure something out. Which he does. Yeah. So I'm not going to sit up there and absolve him or any damn thing.
No. I mean, that seems to be the thing that is universally agreed upon right now is what they're running offensively, other teams have figured it out.
Yes.
You have to find a way to get it and
easier,
keep them on their toes.
It's easier to do that when your best receiver's gone.
That's right.
Because you don't have to worry about it. We got to worry about Dre. Look up, they probably changed their damn game plans. Like, okay, they got Cordero Hot.
Because we didn't know for sure until about noon.
Hold on. This is who their receivers are? Oh, no problem. This is what we're going to do. You got him. Everybody else, wherever number seven goes, y'all go get him.
And all they're going to do with Kyle is throw a little check down.
That's what they do.
They're going to throw a little five-yard dump offs to Kyle.
That's another thing. Okay, get out your bag, Zach, and let him do some stuff. Everybody's out. Let him be your number one guy.
Yeah,
your number one guy don't catch check downs. Let him go.
Let him
There's
field.
Nobody that can cover him.
I know.
There's nobody that can cover him.
The only way they cover him is when he has to stop, and then they can gang tackle him, which is what happened on – he had nine catches yesterday, seven of them.
Yes.
Seemed like he's stopping with his back to the defense, and they just gang tackle him and get him on the ground. That's what the charge is now. If the Dolphins and the 49ers knew what to do, you think Vrabel doesn't?
Yes.
You think Vrabel's – you think Josh McDaniel's not going to be able to dial
Josh
something
McDaniel,
up at you?
Josh McDaniel's is in the right element.
Oh, yeah.
For Josh McDaniel.
He is he's New England Patriots offensive coordinator.
And he is getting after it.
Yeah. And that dude, that quarterback they have can move. They got some – man, that's a good team. That's a really good team.
They're playing well.
You just got drubbed by a bad team.
Yes.
You're going on the road to play a good team now with a good coach.
Yes.
I mean
– yes.
Clean it up. Clean it up or don't. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. No quarterback controversy, at least. Don't have to worry about that.
There we go.
Don't have to worry about that. That was awful. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. 20 minutes away from getting the phone lines back open for both the AMA and also Falcons phone calls, whatever you want to do. 404-726-0929. We'll get there to wrap the show up as we always do. I know we want to talk some college football coming out of a fun Saturday. I thought more about the question that you asked about when people decide that a coach has lost the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what fans, what we mean when we say we think a coach has lost the locker room.
Okay.
They mean that the coach has lost them. I think the caller meant that he doesn't have faith in Raheem.
Okay.
So the assumption is that the locker room doesn't either. I don't think that that's the case.
Okay.
I also don't. Who cares? Like whether that was the thing with Dan Quinn at the end was like, well, he hadn't lost the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, they're 1-7.
They're 1-7.
Who cares?
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm happy that they like him. The team's not good. You've got to go right in another direction. Like that's always to me. It's always kind of code for we don't believe in him, and I don't blame anybody for that at this point. Like we talked about that on the show, pregame show yesterday and on Friday last week was like, this is going to be a morale devastator.
Yeah.
If you lose to the Miami Dolphins at home, it's going to be real hard to find. I mean, there's still going to be people that believe in the players for sure. Mm. Obviously.
Right.
You're still going to show up and root for them and tune in and all that kind of stuff. But if you're sitting here after 24 games watching this coaching staff and you're halfway through the season and yesterday is the most recent thing that you have to draw upon, mm-hmm. and you say no, and they keep saying we're going to fix it, we can fix it, and you're saying I don't believe that you can, I don't blame anybody for feeling that way.
I'm right there with you, Mark. I have no problem with Atlanta Falcon fans saying they don't have any belief in this organization,
yeah.
the head coach, general manager, none of them, because they haven't given you a reason to.
Nope.
They haven't, man. And, I mean, that's just what the way this business is, man. It's always – it's winning games, but it's a week-to-week business, man. And what I mean by that, it's a week-to-week emotions. And it's like that with every team, you know, especially when your team is like the Falcons. Because what I just said, they are so happy in South Florida right now. Now, going into the game, hell, all the way up to Saturday – no, hell, all the way up to probably 12:30, they were done with this damn team. And then you give them something to root for.
Yeah.
So you give, I don't want to say give them hope, but you give them happiness. Not necessarily hope. They get, like the Falcons give you happiness. Yeah. They give you the hope.
Yeah.
They get happiness.
Yeah. Hope is, you bring your own hope.
Yeah.
Like when you're talking about being a Falcons fan, you got to pack your own hope because they will repeatedly take that away from you.
Yeah.
But they can give you happiness for 60 minutes.
Exactly.
But that's what we always talk about, even after the Bills game. And we were not saying anything but enjoy the moment.
Yes.
That was a really good win. Hopefully it builds towards more.
Yeah.
But we've been here before. It's a 60-minute drive back to Sucktown.
Yep.
And they
you
took
said
two,
that.
They took two of those drives, man. And that one was even
round
faster
trip.
And worse.
It's a round damn trip.
That, we didn't have to go anywhere yesterday because that one was at home.
It's a round damn trip.
So, conversely, and I know, again, I'm not trying to do this. I am not paid to talk you into anything or out of anything. I'm just saying something that I think is true. If they beat the Patriots on Sunday and the Colts in Germany, people will be right back on board.
No doubt about it.
We will have phone calls. Because, again, you were out last week. The week before that was the week we were reacting to that Bills win. We had people call and ask if Terry Fontenot was going to be executive of the year. That was something that happened this month.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago that happened. And that was 2 weeks after they got beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
We are riding the emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
I know Raheem said don't. Sorry, man. We are. That's what being a fan is. Being a fan is riding the emotional roller coaster, and there is no roller coaster more extreme than being a fan of the Atlanta Falcons.
Damn right.
And I cannot wait to listen to Dukes and Bell this afternoon because I don't think anybody rides that roller coaster more with their hands in the air than those guys do.
Yeah.
Mike's going to give up his season tickets again, and he's done with it, although he's going to Germany. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we can't help it.
Yep.
We can't help it. We're not going anywhere, and they know it.
Yeah.
They know we're not going anywhere. You know, the guy earlier said his girlfriend asked him why.
His wife, yeah.
His wife asked him why he's a fan. Because you are. I don't know. We are. We are fans. We made the choice.
Yep.
Or it chose us. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but something. We're addicted. We can't help it.
No, you can't.
We're not going anywhere.
And that's the thing about it. It's like when we the immediate reaction every time after every freaking loss, even though they won the Bills game, after they won the Bills game, the reaction after the San Fran game was fire them.
Yeah.
Fire them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you got another week of fire. And it's just more, you want more flesh after 2 weeks of losses than you with the 1 week of losses. Yeah.
You can't just fire every time. And now, again, I will say, because most teams don't have two like the Falcons have this year.
Yes.
Like the Carolina game and the Miami game are two
bad.
You said two of the five worst. Sure. Yeah. I don't know if what the other three are, but they are two of the five worst losses in the NFL this season. That'll get you fired.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It will.
That'll
get and that's the thing about it. So you always look at it from that standpoint of if there was anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that you know, we talked yesterday about how quickly a roster can look thin,
yeah.
Right? Like you lose the right guy as
yes.
quarterback, number
yes.
one wide receiver,
yes.
linebacker who was playing all world
yes.
in Divine Diablo, Jalen Walker, you're
yes.
not your first round draft pick who
yes.
haven't played in a couple weeks. Like
yep.
you start losing top tier guys.
It's hard.
It's next man up is fun to
especially
say,
especially when you don't have the elite talent around that.
Right.
Where you can't afford to lose a number one guy like that.
Right.
Or you're, like you said, or a guy like Divine Diablo who's playing his ass off. Jay Bertrand, he's not a starting linebacker in the NFL. He can cover kicks today and all those different things, but it's always that situation where when you force guys like him to have to play a lot of snaps,
mm-hmm.
it usually.
Because they know.
Yeah. And because I'm talking about, remember we talked about they put the red circle around the good players?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. They draw a red circle. Hey, we're going to attack this guy. And just like I just said in the last segment, when Miami found out that Drake London was not playing, they scrapped that whole coverage,
yep.
everything after that. I was like, okay, we're going to man up these dudes.
Yep. We're
going to. And we are going to load
everything
the box
we can against the run.
And we're going to stop this damn run.
Yep.
And we're going to put. There were guys coming through creases. I mean, I thought it was a safety, but it like be.
Ooh, it was close.
Yeah. A dude just slashes through.
Yep.
You know, and so that's what happens when there's no threat. And you're already with your backup damn quarterback
mm-hmm.
at that, who is not a backup quarterback. I know he's listed as one. Kirk is a starting quarterback. Well, they viewed him as one.
Yeah. He views himself as
He
one.
Views himself.
He didn't look like a backup or a starting
yeah,
quarterback
man.
Yesterday.
He said showcase.
He looked like a showcase. Yeah. We can. God. Again, that's just proof that, like, I'm again, like, it's 60 minutes
yeah.
to frustration, but it's also, you know, it's a week. You talk yourself back into it by the end of the week. It's like, yeah, he could go out
yeah.
there, throw a couple touchdowns,
yeah.
and they could trade him for a pass rusher.
Somebody just sit.
Yeah, right.
Where is it? Oh, God. I can't find the tweet. Somebody sent it to us. How good is New England? They lost two, and I was like.
They only beat this team, this team, this team, this team, this team. Yeah, six teams. They're 6-2.
Yeah. Okay.
They just blew out a team where a guy had a historic defensive
yeah.
showcase.
Yes.
And we're not getting that many sacks.
No.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Falcons just lost at home to a team that was 1-6.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
And had a one-eyed quarterback.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. That's it.
I think the Patriots are all right.
Yeah, they are all right. And I know we're going to get to college, and we'll probably do more games tomorrow. I want to get your thought, because we were talking about as far as the coaching thing. And if you're new, Brian Kelly's been fired down there at LSU, both smiling. And does that open up the door for other guys? I saw the funniest gif in the world, talking about Florida State fans with the sad face. Because why is it Norvell fired now? Because it's always one of those things where they talk about worrying about the buyout and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing two coaches already get fired.
Yeah.
50 plus million owed to these dudes.
Yeah.
Now, the Brian Kelly thing is, they're looking at it as not necessarily a buyout.
Right. It's a different situation.
It's a different situation
slightly.
With him. So they're trying
to. You still
have to
give him a bunch of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, you still have to give him money. Yeah. But they're trying to, like, you know, how do they go about that and everything like that? Because one thing about it is you got to fire him, you got to pay staff, everything.
Right.
Then you got to bring in another head coach. So if you're Florida State, is Mike Norvell, because. Didn't they lose Stanford while I was gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
That did happen, yeah.
Stanford. And so.
They didn't play on Saturday, so that helped.
Yeah. Is he another guy that you can look at from a standpoint like, I'm about to bite this thing? You know what I mean? Because that's where we talk about finding these coaches. Like LSU, they'll find the money. You know, LSU is a premier, in my opinion, is a premier job. I never thought Brian Kelly was a good fit anyway. I always said Brian Kelly can coach his ass off.
Yeah.
He just ain't an LSU guy.
Yeah, there's just certain fits.
Yeah, he's not like – if he were to go to Penn State,
sure,
he'd be fine.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, he'd be fine at Penn State.
He has the right
– yes.
We know what it is. Different regions of the country have different kind of attitudes. He's from Boston.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. But Bo's from Louisiana. He can probably tell me better than I can say it. It's a little bit of a different vibe.
Yes.
The Boston attitude and the – And the bayou is a little bit different.
Yes.
And it was obvious from the beginning. He was faking
from the
get go to try to fit in.
Yes.
You can't do that, yes, man. You've got to be able to be yourself.
The resources, you got to town and patronize the entire freaking fan base.
And if they
immediately.
If they would have won, you would have overlooked it.
100%.
Well, because they did overlook it. Because they won 10 games, 10 games, and 9 games, and he was still there.
Yes. And it still becomes, okay, 10 games, but.
But. Year 4, LSU, you're supposed to win a national championship. And I think, like. No offense to the prior guys. I think Brian Kelly's a better coach than Ed Orgeron.
Hell yeah, he is.
I think he's a better coach than Les Miles.
Hell yeah.
But those guys won national championships.
And they embraced the culture.
And they embraced it.
And, exactly. And then, I mean, obviously, Joe Burrow and them fell into Orgeron's lap.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah, that helps.
That'll help.
But it's just crazy when you see all these fires, because now you're like, how many other jobs are coming? What the hell's going on there? Auburn. Mm-hmm. Is that somewhere where now they're like, because we know they got the big money guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Apple dude, whoever he is.
Well, I half wonder if some of those schools like Florida State, who their fan base definitely wants to go to Norvell. Auburn, who I'm sure the majority of their fans are ready to move on from Hugh Freeze. And there's others. I mean, there's other programs that are kind of teetering on that. Maybe we could move on. I wonder if you think to yourself, man, maybe this isn't the offseason to do it. Because the biggest guy might not come here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go. LSU's open. Florida's open. Penn State's open. Now, no one has the self-awareness. No college football fan thinks their program isn't the number one program.
Correct.
So,
correct.
If we're open, they want to come here. But that might not be the reality of it. I don't know. I don't know how it all shakes out because, like you said, it's such a ripple effect, a domino effect in the industry when one job comes open, because LSU's going to take somebody, right? So that means another job.
Yes, exactly.
Like Alabama came open. Kalen DeBoer had gone to the national championship at Washington. Mm-hmm. Well, of course he's going to go to Alabama.
Yes.
So now Washington's open. Okay, Jed Fish goes there. Now Arizona, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's one domino
thing, like you said about LSU. LSU, out of all the jobs that open, LSU will take a high-end coach.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they're getting Dan Lanning. I don't think they're going to get Dan.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I think Dan is too entrenched in Oregon.
No, I think he really likes
it. I think he's entrenched in Oregon, and everything is different now in college football.
He just seems perfect for what they
do. Yeah, and so
you're also just better off being a high-end coach in the Big Ten than the SEC. Schedule-wise and getting to the playoffs.
That's why when you talk about Illinois, I think Illinois is very well coached. But I damn sure think their schedule helps them where they
That's
are.
That's a 7-5 team in the SEC.
Yes.
Like, best.
Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Not Illinois. I'm sorry, Indiana. I'm sorry.
They might be 10-2 in the SEC.
Illinois got boat raced by Washington on Saturday.
Great job, Bunk. Great job.
I did my best. I blocked and tackled, Randy.
You know how I am when somebody says congratulations. I ain't doing that. You guys want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause? Well, Sports Radio 99 against our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. And it's on Monday, November 24th, the Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now's your chance to get signed up. Go over to 99thegame.com and click the events league. Hurry up, guys, because the foursomes are going quickly. That is our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets.
One last chance to get on the phones with us here on a Monday afternoon. I know Dukes and Bell are going to be taking calls as well. But 404-726-0929. You can ask us a question, AMA, or you can sound off on the Falcons' loss yesterday as well. It's up to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. And again, as always, on Mondays after Falcons games, the AMA can also be Falcons phone calls if you want. Let's start with Jose, who's incoming. Hey, Jose.
Hey, guys. So, just a quick common denominator. We're losing against teams. I mean, yes, we don't have key players in that. We can say that's an excuse, but at the end of the day, we're losing terribly. So is it a cultural? Is it the culture in the locker room? Is it the culture in the staff? Is it the culture with the team? We're not prepared. I mean, at the end of the day, these are all professionals. They're getting paid a substantial amount to put a product out on the field, and a good product's not being shown.
Yeah, thanks, Jose. That's like the whole conversation right now is why is this happening? I mean, I do think that they have good players.
They do.
I think they were always going to be a bit inconsistent because of some of the youth, but that's not what yesterday was.
No.
I kind of chalked some of what happened against San Francisco up to that, but that's not what yesterday was. Obviously, they were missing guys yesterday too, but I think they were out-coached.
They were. They were out-coached, and the guys that you needed to step up didn't. The guys that you need to step in and just play average for this team, the starter who they're in for, play average to give you an opportunity, didn't do it. They didn't. Your quarterback stunk. Your middle line, your linebacker stunk. Your receivers were not able to do anything because Miami didn't respect you. Like, all right. Cool. And then
throw it to
you
him.
As a coach.
I dare you.
You as a coach, your main weapon running the football. Or your and one of the people who should be one of your main targets, you threw him checkdowns. Pass rush wasn't fierce for Miami yesterday. You had time to let Kyle run down the field and do some different things. You didn't do it. Again, coaching, not being able to adjust on the fly.
Yeah. And then the few times they actually did dial up something slightly down the field, Kirk overthrew him.
Yep.
So
Zach Robinson, if that first 15 don't get cracking, boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's lost.
If the first 15 goes sideways, which it has the last couple weeks, there's no adjustment whatsoever. And even the problem is, even with Buffalo, like the first 15 went great, but then after that, it got a little dicey.
Yes.
Like, the second half wasn't anything to write home about.
Yep.
I know there was injuries and all that, and they put a couple drives together in the fourth quarter, but, I mean, Mike Conte had a crazy stat yesterday. There was some ridiculous amount of game time where they had scored one touchdown before they got that one in the fourth quarter in garbage time yesterday. It was like two full games where they had scored one touchdown.
And what's your record since then?
That's 0-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, 0-2.
Yeah.
It also maybe helped a little bit to have 15 days to get ready for Buffalo.
Yeah.
You had a bye week and an extra day to game plan for that one.
Yep.
So
you ain't got no time now.
That might have been part of why it looked the way that it did. All right. Let's keep going here. Eric is in Alpharetta. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy. How's it going, y'all?
What's good up, man?
Hey, Randy. Vacations. All right.
Sorry, Eric. We didn't hear you. What'd you say?
No more vacations for Randy.
Oh.
We lost. we lost like critical games there. It's terrible.
Your fault.
Anyways.
Randy's fault.
It's the coaches. I'm sorry, guys. They're running eight plays on offense. If that's it, the entire season. Wide zones only for runs. I can't do it anymore. They have to go. Everyone's got to go. Kirk can't be good if he's stuck running four different pass plays. That's it. That's all I got to say. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Okay, you say running four straight pass plays. Well, the hell should he be good at them? If you're running four straight pass plays, should he be good at them?
Perfect them.
Yeah, that's my thing. And somebody sent me the clip with Kurt Warner, and they're not good at it.
No.
I don't need Kurt Warner's opinion of watching film or Darren Olasky's to let me know what the hell's going on. I got eyes. I can see that. If you're running simple pass routes, then you should be able to convert them, Andy.
Yeah.
You should be able to. If you're running the same eight plays, perfect those eight plays.
Vanilla offenses can work.
They can. They can. With execution.
Yeah. With execution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy is in Atlanta. Hey, Andy.
Hey, hey, Randy. What's up, Andy? Hey, Randy, I'd like to ask you something here, man. I'd like to take Alex Antopoulos and take him off the GM of the decade and replace him with Les Snead, because it looks like Les Snead is going to be the best GM in sports right now, because it's looking like he's going to get the heir apparent replacement to Matt Stafford with our pick. And what do y'all got to say about that? Y'all take care.
That's a hell of a take.
God, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about it. That's a hell. I mean, Les Snead, you want to talk about a GM who has went through two different iterations of a football team, blanked them picks, won them a damn Super Bowl, to this collecting picks, getting freaking talent out of those picks, out of all rounds, and then making the trade, like he said, with Atlanta, and being able to get the heir apparent, possibly the Matt Stafford. That's freaking brilliant.
God. That's disgusting.
Yes, yes.
Despicable.
Yes.
And Stafford's playing like the best he's ever played.
He's dealing.
Like, he's dealing.
Yes.
They can they get a wide receiver from anywhere. They bring him in. Now all of a sudden he's Jerry Rice.
Yep.
What a steal.
Yep.
What a find.
Yep.
They got guys in the third round with 12 sacks.
Yep.
They already, I know.
Yeah, man. That's a great point.
Don't make trades with certain teams.
Right. We also about the with Howie Roseman.
Don't make a trade with Howie Roseman.
Don't do it.
Put Les Snead on the list. Scott is in Elberton. Hey, Scott.
What's going on, fellas? Two things. I think Raheem is better suited for the college game with his demeanor, his vernacular, the way he coaches. I think he would be a good college coach because he's mediocre in the pros. And my question is for both of y'all guys. Who do y'all think was more in love with their crush, Steve Urkel or Forrest Gump?
Think about it before you answer.
Like, Steve Urkel went to the dumpster and got her doll for Christmas. They had got thrown away.
Yeah.
But listen, and then Steve had Myra Monkhouse, and Myra Monkhouse had that 8-piece special, man.
Yes,
I mean,
she
was stacked.
Yes, she did.
Then Forrest Gump had Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny done had multiple men in his face.
Yep.
She went and got that packet. Gave him the packet.
Yep.
So I'm saying Forrest Gump.
I think so too.
I'm gonna go with Forrest Gump.
I'm gonna go Forrest Gump.
Now I've always thought that Jenny caught that thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny died of AIDS.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Jenny caught that thing, and it's Forrest so that just like superhuman that he didn't catch it.
Maybe they only did it once.
I mean, but it was once without any protection.
Obviously, because
little Forrest.
Obviously, but I think that was maybe was that before she got the or
you,
she had it.
You might be right
already
because she said, "I'm sick, Forrest."
I don't know the timeline.
You're right. She said, "I'm sick,"
but
you're right. No, when she came back, when she came back,
she had it already.
Yeah, Forrest was. Yeah,
you don't always get it though. Like.
I'm gonna have to dice roll. Yeah,
it's a dice roll.
I'm gonna have to go because I mean, she was butt naked on stage with a damn guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest came in,
punched that guy.
Yeah,
I think Forrest. Yeah. Forrest had the skin in the game.
Yeah,
he was in it for decades.
Yeah, like Steve. You know, it was eventually she was going. But he had to be Stephon.
Now, I will give him credit for that. Steve literally invented a machine to change into a cooler version of a guy to try to get Laura interested in him.
Was he cool?
Cooler than Steve Urkel was.
No, he was not.
He was before his time. If Steve would have been out like now, everybody dresses like a nerd now. Man, remember that phase where everybody was dressed in like
Stephon wore the same damn suit. He wore the white suit with that black shirt up underneath it.
Yeah, he just didn't have glasses on.
I think that's a slightly taller person surrounding themselves with short people to seem tall, but you're still not tall. I think that's what that was.
Steve Urkel was such an extreme dork.
Yes.
And then Stephon was just a normal guy.
Because he was like,
there was nothing special. He still was weird looking.
He was still weird looking in them cheese ass pickup lines.
Like, would Stephon, if we had crossed, you know, whatever, if he was hanging out with Fresh Prince, he wouldn't have seemed that cool, right?
No, exactly.
No, exactly.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It was just compared to Steve. But I'll go with Forrest Gump.
Yes, definitely.
Father to child, dealt with AIDS.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's a lot to ask. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Reunited and it feels so good. What's up, fellas?
It does feel good. It feels good, Mo.
Hey, so I got a question. But Andy, I just wanted to let you know, wifey came in the house that day. She said she was listening to the show and she fell out laughing in the car when I said what I said. So she told me to tell you I did not get in trouble.
Good. Mo was trying to get himself in trouble again last week.
Typical.
Hey, so the question is for both of y'all. Randy probably will be able to answer it better. Okay, if we know Zach Robinson's offense is vanilla, is all get out, why can't we not replace him? How hard is it to install a new playbook or new plays during the season? That's all I got.
There you go, Mo. Thanks. Seems hard.
It is. I mean,
they practice all summer.
They practice all summer on it. The thing with, like I said, when you, because I'm trying to think, it's been coaches giving up play calling who were head coaches. I'm trying to think, it'll come to me in a second, the last firing of an OC who he replaced him with. A lot of times when an OC, was it in Tennessee? When they gave the receiver coach?
Oh.
Was it? Yeah, they made.
Yes, Callahan.
Yeah, but he.
Before they fired him
or something like that. But I think the biggest thing is, like, you have your base and all those and everything. The biggest thing with play calling is the rhythm of doing it. You know, like that's a big deal, is the rhythm of doing that kind of chore. And you can talk about the vanilla, the offense and everything like that. Offense is about execution, not necessarily tricking people. You know, I think a lot is made of, that's why I was talking about the whole dynamic and all these other, well, if you got good players, you know, offenses tend to work when there's good players, you know. But I think more than anything, when you talk about the play calling and everything, it has to be executed. I mean, execution is 90%. The play call itself is 10. The execution of it is more important than anything. It just is. Okay, you know we're running. So? Because offenses are still the same. They just call differently. You got one verb, one has a bunch of verbs, the other one has numbers. Mm-hmm. But it's all the same damn plays. Nobody's running new plays. All the plays are still the same. We've been running the damn plays since the 80s, where Zampezi put his in and the West Coast offense. All of it. Now, you add stuff onto it, but for the most part, the base of most.
Don't they have a Zampezi over there?
Who?
Falcons.
I don't know.
I think they do.
No, but yeah, for the most part, it's all about, more than anything, execution. Now, you got to have Joes to execute. And sometimes you just execute and get your ass whooped. But for the most part, the Falcons don't execute well.
They do.
Who?
Ken Zampezi.
What is he?
He's on the Falcons coaching staff.
What is he?
Senior offensive assistant.
There's
your guy.
I mean,
he's been an offensive coordinator multiple times.
There you go. We didn't know there was a guy on the staff.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, he was offensive coordinator with the Bengals. He was wide receivers coach with the Rams, passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach, OC for a couple years with the Bengals, offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Legends.
Okay. So you got
2019.
Now we know there's somebody else that's called
plays. There's somebody plays.
And his dad invented an offense.
Yeah. Ernie Zampezi. Yeah.
His dad invented an offense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said his name.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was over there.
Yeah. His dad invented an offense.
Tabobby is in Atlanta. Hey, Tabobby.
Hey, Andy and Randy. Glad to have y'all back together. Two things before my question. One, I'm tired of people complaining about Arthur Blank. We could have an owner who obviously doesn't care about anything but the bottom line, and we don't have that. And secondly, Forrest Gump was definitely tender. My question for y'all, and it's mostly to Bo, is we always see these guys on social media. It's usually a white guy, and he gets the invite to the cookout because he could dance. And it's something about men from Louisiana. Y'all are loose. Y'all got some rhythm with you. So my question is, Bo, are you loose? And
hold on, man. You're not going to come to my boy with no damn question like that. You need to rephrase that.
Bo, are you a good dancer?
Thank you.
And who is the best dancer y'all know? Mine was my great aunt. She was 90 years old, and she used to do what's called hand dancing. It's a type of swing dancing.
There you go.
She was the life of the party, and I miss her dearly.
Thanks to Bobby. How's your dancing, Bo?
Not that great.
Really?
I can do pretty much every dance that Snoop does. We're of the same build. you know, just tall and skinny, and not a whole lot of rhythm, but I, you know, I can.
As long as, hey, what?
Shoulders out.
I can look like I know what I'm doing.
Elbows out. On hitch, just right here. Right here.
Yeah.
There you go. Right here.
Best dancer I know is my brother Cole. He's an incredible dancer.
Wow.
He used to choreograph, like, dances in high school.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah.
Best dancer I know is my son, Sean. And Sean will let you know that. Because Sean, he went out with his brother. They had me crying, laughing. Because if you don't, you remember the Drewski skit where that one guy that always goes to the club, everybody chilling, but he dancing all hard? That's my boy, Sean.
That's great. At least somebody's still in there dancing.
Yeah, and he was dancing his ass off.
At least somebody's doing it.
Doing the split and everything.
Good.
That's his move. That's his damn move.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's a level below rock bottom, and that's being a Falcons fan.
Yep, they'll find it. Jenny had that package.
Yep. I mean, because it's always one of the things where...
Of course she did.
And she died on a Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, she was pretty young.
Yeah.
You know?
There's conflicting arguments about whether that was
it is.
Or not.
It was either
cancer's out tricking. That's how she got the thing.
Yeah,
and came back, and she just told him it was this kid, so he'd take care of it.
Oh,
that's the way I interpret.
You don't think LaForest was his boy? Oh man,
I think he could just do a DNA test.
Well, he could have, I guess. I don't think Forrest is going to do that though. He's going to.
He just believed her. He just believed her too, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's Forrest. It's show baby.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I'm a billionaire thanks to Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no worries here.
If I wasn't a football fan at all and just clicked on this radio station today, I would have thought the Falcons got beat by a tiny pirate yesterday.
The world wants to know if Bo is loose. And it's a 60-minute drive. That's all it takes to get back to Sucktown.
Yeah. Express lane. Peach Pass.
Like a damn round trip.
It was faster than 60 minutes yesterday.
And it went by. It's a fast game, though.
It was a fast game. I'll give them credit for that.
Fast game.
If you're going to suck, suck fast. All right.
Damn.
We'll talk to you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.